I know I start off this way every year when I give the Immaculate Conception homily, but I always think it's important to explain what this feast is, because there is so much confusion, not the least of which because people think what's happening in the Gospel today is the feast day. Today we do not celebrate the conception of Jesus in Mary's womb, but rather we celebrate the conception of Mary in her mother, St. Anne's, womb. This is where she was conceived from the first moment of her existence without any sin, even original sin, and that she never sinned at any point in her life. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, we're going to talk about a little bit about why this is important. Well, we have to go back to the first reading. Now, you heard in the first reading about Adam and Eve. This, of course, is a very familiar story for most of us, I would say, where they've sinned. They did what they weren't supposed to do. They ate the fruit of the tree at the center of the garden, which God told them not to eat. And Adam's first response when he is caught is, "She did it! Her fault!" Now, you remember, every time you point at someone else, you've got three fingers pointing back at yourself. So, this is suddenly the initial reaction. And I can say that I don't even have to be a psychologist to know this. I don't need to have any sort of psychiatric background. I can see this working in my own self. When someone accuses, first reaction is to find a scapegoat, right? Any of you with more than one child knows this. He did it. His fault. Her fault. Yay! I was the younger child. My sister didn't get away with anything. But in any case, we see that this is the reaction. Why? The reaction is because of fear. We're afraid. Adam and Eve are afraid of God. They're afraid of the punishment. They did something wrong. They knew they did something wrong. And they were trying to find some way to weasel out of it. When if they had only come clean, things might be very different today. And so we look and we see in this, as we begin the year of mercy today, this is the direction we're supposed to be going in. Not that we try to wheedle out of it. Not that we point fingers elsewhere. But that we point fingers at ourselves, not to make ourselves feel bad, but so that we can then open ourselves to receive the mercy of God. Now, when we look at Mary Immaculate, we hear in the first reading, God say, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring," this complete at odds with. And this is Mary. She was completely at odds with Satan in that she never gave in to anything that he did. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but for a time, that made me think, okay, Mary's without sin? Oh dear. What does she think of me, Mr. Sinful? Now I've become Father Sinful. But what does she think of me? How could she possibly want anything to do with me? Because she who is absolutely pure and immaculate, and I who am maculate, quite maculate. But the thing is, I think about this, when I, that attitude comes because when I see someone doing something that I would never do, that I see as something horrendous, the first natural reaction is to judge them. And when I'm doing something I know is wrong and I see someone looking down at me, the fear. But that comes from judgment. Mary doesn't have the sin of judgment. She only has love and mercy for her children. and we are her children. Her being immaculate doesn't mean we need to run and hide because we're sinful, but rather that her love, united with God's love, is perfect enough to draw even us sinners to her heart. Mary is Mama. And Jesus has given her such authority in this world, in her union with the Holy Spirit, to draw us close to God. We don't need to be afraid. We run to Jesus for mercy, and we run to our Mother of Mercies, because sometimes it's easier to run to Mama than it is to Daddy. Because sometimes we're afraid, more afraid of Daddy than we are of Mama. Well, God, who is tender and loving, knows this, so He's given us a Mommy that we can run to. He gives us this Mommy who will embrace us, who will hold us close, who will say, "I'll talk to Daddy for you. It'll be okay." She's not the one that says, "Wait till your father gets home." She is the mediator to draw us, to be that bridge between us and Jesus, her Son. On this feast of the Immaculate Conception, let us ask Our Lady to draw us every moment, every day, to draw us closer and closer to her Son who loves us so tenderly.